Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
Here is something amazing about God. He is for us, not against us. So often, especially if we've grown up in a home with a very religious tradition, it's very easy to focus on wanting to please. First our parents, then teachers, employers, and yes, God. Faith can become only a checklist of things to do and not do, instead of a real relationship with someone who says that he loves us so much that he would sacrifice for us. The older you get, something inside of you knows that you've made many, many mistakes. We've all been selfish, unkind, cheated, and hurt others. Perhaps you may imagine God looking down at you like a supervisor at your job, with his checklist and clipboard saying, "So, let's discuss a few things. We have some serious problems." This is not what the Bible says about who God is and the way he wants to relate to us. It actually says that Jesus, God's Son, is standing, knocking at the door of your heart, saying, "If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends." That's quite different than the angry supervisor pointing out your faults, isn't it? These accusing thoughts are the work of someone that the Bible calls the accuser. His name is Satan, and his name means accuser. He is the one who gives us false ideas of who God really is and how he relates to us. In fact, God's Son, Jesus, is called our advocate, one who is our defender. If anyone does sin, says the Bible, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. Yes, this advocate is Jesus, standing next to you, in front of God the Father, making the case for your forgiveness, your justification. That should bring you a flood of relief. Here are four amazing things that the Bible says about you when you have relationship with God through Jesus. 1, you are completely accepted. You are a chosen people, says 1 Peter 2:9. 2, you are extremely valuable. God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world, says 1 Corinthians 7:23. 3, you are eternally loved. I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love, I have drawn you to myself, says Jeremiah 31:3. And 4, you are totally forgiven. There is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, says Romans 8:1. The Bible says that Satan comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Relief from insecurity can be yours. Relief from guilt. And most of all, a sense that you are loved by God, intimately loved by one who says, "See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands," in Isaiah 49:16. No, there isn't a supervisor standing over your shoulder keeping track of all your wrongs. It is an enemy who whispers accusations in your ear. But there is an advocate who pleads your case and knows you so well that your name is written on his hand. God is for you, not against you. That's why he gave you an advocate, Jesus Christ, to save you from the penalty for all wrongdoing. He took your guilt on himself once and for all. You can choose to listen to the accuser or to your advocate.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.